Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Jim Walker, who's the CEO with the CFI, Certified Floor Covering Installers Group. Jim, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Kemp. How are you doing?
I'm pretty good. Pretty good. You know, before we get into why I wanted to talk to you, you've been in the news. You've got a meeting coming up. We'll get to that in just a second. But you've kind of been under the weather, haven't you?
Yes, Kemp, I have. I took it upon myself to get these knees replaced, at least one, and that's kind of helped me up for the last 6-7 weeks.
Yeah. So is it hitting those knee kickers that's torn up your knees, you think?
So many years they've done the job, so I can't knock them. But I think also I had some arthritis in the knee, they told me, so it's complicated things.
Well, you're the one that taught me that a knee kicker is just for positioning and that you've got to use a power stretcher, right?
That is correct. It is mandatory to use power stretch.
You know, I always like to mention, too, that you and I were together on 9/11. You're in the Hall of Fame. You're kind of the icon when people think about flooring installation. You've been the spokesman for that sector of the business, so a lot of people know you don't need introduction. So anyway, I mentioned you're having a meeting coming up. It's actually a joint meeting with another organization. I wanted to ask you a few questions about this. It looks like it's going to be down in New Orleans on September the 4th to the 6th, right?
That's correct. And that association is called FIANA, and that is for the Floor Installation Association of North America, and it is the Distributors Association. They work hand-in-hand with the carpet installers because that's where we come in contact and buy our supplies.
All right, so they specialize in the tools and the materials that you need to install floor covering. Is that what they do?
That's correct.
All right, so how did this come about? You're both ending up at the same time in the same city. So talk a little bit about that, if you would.
CFI started 1 year before FIANA did. At that time, Jim Lee was instrumental in getting that together along with some other people, but I know that he was the CEO of the organization, and he extended to me an invitation to come and see what their association did. And since it was so tied in with the actual installers, because that's where we purchase our supplies, I took advantage of it, and I attended every year. This year, Doug Ray, who is president, has been instrumental in putting together the convention for the FIANA group. Well, at his invitation, he said, why not have the installers come in and see the new tools? Because this is where most of the new tools are introduced, or even new manufacturers. They show their new ideas, new tools, and we've never done this before. And this is going to let the installers who attend our convention walk right in and see exactly what's available to them to help make their job a lot easier.
All right, so while you're down in New Orleans, you're actually going to have two separate meetings, and then there's just going to be some shared time, right?
That's correct. I do think Doug worked with U.S. Gypsum. That is an underlayment company that we're going to visit their site. And he said, what greater time than the installers? Most installers don't get a chance to go visit these manufacturers. And so he said, why not come on down, join us in New Orleans? Of course, like you said, they will be separate events, but we're going to visit the U.S. Gypsum Company together.
And you meet every year. You're headquartered out of Kansas City. A lot of times your meetings are in Kansas City. But most people know your organization is all about certifying, training installers so that they can be qualified in the area of installation of floor covering, right?
That's correct.
Let me just catch up with you on a couple of other little things. The business is starting to recover. We're seeing, you know, uptick in volume. What's going on with the supply of installers as we see more and more demand for installation?
It's getting critical. It's getting critical out there to find qualified installers because during the past 3 or 4 years, a lot of the installers have left the trade. So today we are scrounging for good installers. There's a lot of installers out there that knows the fuzzy side goes up. But for qualified installers, demand is really great. There's just not enough people out there. And that's what CFI is all about, training. First of all, we want to identify the installers out there who are actually installers, whether they're just starting or whether they've been in here doing it incorrectly for 10 or 15 years or whatever. What we want to do is identify that those people that are installers, and then we want to introduce them to the correct standard for installation. As you know, Kemp, we followed the CRI 104, 105 for years, and today they're replacing that with the ANSI 600. The WFCA, the IICRC, and the CRI got together about 4 years ago to rewrite the standard for installing carpeting. And at that time, they came up with S600.
Yeah.
And we've been working on that now for right at 4 years to get this ANSI standard available so we can have some standards for installation of carpeting. And there's a young lady that works for the IICRC by the name of Millie Washington. She is the ANSI standard writer, and she's doing a great job for us. Right now, she has the standard out for review.
Yeah.
That's where we put it out for public review. If you have any comments, you want to make any comments about it, you should get in touch with her. Can I give her a number?
Sure, that's fine.
Yeah. Okay. Her number is 360-693-5675. If you can get a copy of this S600, get a copy, review it, and get back with her because, again, like I say, it's out for review right now, and we would sure entertain your ideas, and I'm sure that she'll give it all the thought in the world.
Okay. All right, so down in New Orleans, do you expect a good crowd this year?
Yes, we do expect a good crowd. Maybe not as many as possible as we've had in the local center of the United States because to get to New Orleans, it takes a little bit more money to get there. It takes a little more travel, a little more time down there. And as you know, it is a convention city, so things are going to be higher. So that might drive off a few. But I tell you, our diehard CFI installers, they'll be out in numbers.
Yeah. Okay, great. Well, I hope to make it down there and see you down there. So again, been talking to Jim Walker, who's the CEO with the CFI, about his convention September 4th to the 6th in New Orleans. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaLA.net.